Brian is a author. He's written a number of books, including Media Rules. We talked to him when Shift and Reset came out. And his latest is called The Imagination Gap. It's about, well, the lack of imagination. One wouldn't think there's a lack of imagination, but apparently there is in this world. Stop thinking the way you should and start making extraordinary leaps of imagination. Brian, welcome back to Triangulation. It's great to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So Media Rules was about media and connecting with your audience, the new media, something that we kind of feel like we do a little bit here. Shift and Reset was about kind of how nonprofits can address today's crisis issues. How does the imagination gap follow onto that? You have a wide-ranging set of interests.
I try. Thank you. So the evolution went from, you know, technology is changing the way we get and share information to the ways that we apply what we now have available to us in terms of access to information, access to each other, access to incredible technologies, et cetera, was not getting enough done.
Mm.
And the imagination gap came because I was struggling with all of these different things I was working on and people who I was talking to. And, you know, why weren't we able to move past just the next little improvement on the way we're doing things, right? Why – what was the trouble that people were having thinking about eradicating a disease or completely transforming the way we, get from one place to another? And what I realized is that people struggle to do things that they have never done before. And the tool set inside of all of us, inside our brains, that allow us to go places we've never been and to conceive of things that we never thought were possible is our imagination. And somewhere along the way, the imagination and the power of that imagination that we all have has been sort of squashed and diminished. It's still in there, but we're not using our imagination to its fullest extent. And as long as we or when we are not using our imagination to its fullest extent, you know, we're really missing out on, you know, massive, massive opportunities across every sector, right? We're never going to open up new fronts in business or science. We're not going to really maximize the potential that we have as human beings. You know, all this talk about AI and stuff, we're never going to get really where we can or where we should if we don't get off this kind of constant innovation track and really start to use our imagination in big ways. So that's the gap, is this inability that we seem to have now, almost to a person in the world today, to really think big and to go beyond the place where anyone thought this stuff was possible.
So you're saying we're confusing innovation with imagination.
Not only that, but I think we've reached a point of essentially innovation fatigue.
That's obvious. Innovation, I mean, you look at our smartphones, which was a real source of innovation for a decade, and now it's just take away the headphone jack around the corners. It's very minor stuff.
Well, right. And that's the thing, is innovation is important, right? These constant incremental improvements, right? We should be getting faster. We should be getting, smarter, and power should last longer. We should not have to, kind of operate in the same ways that we always have. But there's a big difference between sort of that next little conceptual leap, that logical extension of what we already are experiencing, and the idea of going to a place that we've never been, that we have no idea how it's going to turn out, and should not be afraid to go out and try to figure out, whether that's going to Mars, which is a massively imaginative concept, but really was conceived of, decades ago. And now we're starting to figure out and may actually be able to realize some of that. But we're not really thinking past, can we colonize the next planet, or can we make the trip from here to California, or I'm in New York, so from here to California, that much faster and that much more interesting. Where are those monumental leaps? They're in that dark, interesting part of our brain, and we just have to figure out how to get it out again.